Hey, y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast where your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk also.
Diamond on Diamond.
Well, before we get started, I want you all to stop right now, and I want you to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Yeah.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can Ditch and Switch the Awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of being censored by all of these other social media platforms, then join our new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com.
You know, Silk, I'm really enjoying these lovely conversations that we're able to have with people to enlighten them as to what's going on in our country.
That's right.
Well, let me tell y'all what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we talked to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
So, come with us
And
let's join the conversation. So we're having a conversation with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, you all. And a phenomenal person. First of all, Marjorie, welcome to the show. Congresswoman Marjorie.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be on your show. I have been longtime fans of both of you. And I'm so proud always of the work that you do and the voice that you give to millions of Americans that aren't seen and heard, and how much support you've given to our great president that we love so much, President Trump. I still call him my president.
He will always be our president.
Yes.
He will always be our president.
Uh-huh.
I don't see him as gone.
No.
Uh-huh. I just don't. But we miss him so much. You see what I'm saying? We miss him so much.
Yeah, we miss that strength.
Uh-huh, right. Because right now what we're seeing is a lot of weakness.
Weakness.
So let's get into this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're up there. You're really fighting for the American people. The concerns that we have, you're letting them know about those concerns. And all of a sudden, they want to deem you as a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Your thoughts. What's going through your mind?
Well, you see, I'm the type of person that normally doesn't ever run for Congress. I'm very much an ordinary American, just a regular American woman. I love our country and I love being an American woman. I really want to say that. I'm a wife. We've been married almost 25 years. I'm a very proud mom of my three kids, and that's the greatest accomplishment of my lifetime. And I'm a successful business owner, but just like you and millions of Americans like us, I just got fed up. I got so sick and tired of everything. And it really started for me when all we heard on the news was Trump, Russia collusion, conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew that wasn't true. And it was easy for us to see through the lies. But that's all we saw on television. And then the president that we all voted for, and I'm like many of you, I really support President Trump and always did from the beginning, because he was the first candidate, first politician that I could relate to as a normal person. He stood out to me as not being that polished politician. And so I just, from there, started getting involved in politics. And I really had not been before. I was busy working and living my life and being a mom and, you know, have a great life.
Mm-hmm.
And
Congresswoman, do you know that you remind us of our president, President Donald J. Trump?
That's right. And you remind us of us.
Yes. You will go toe to toe and you don't care who knows it.
That's right.
And that's what we love about you, because we need a fighter up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So they taking you off of your committees.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think what happened is when I got to Congress, they recognized very quickly that I wouldn't step in line. And I got there saying out loud to everyone, I really don't care what the media has to say about me. I really don't care what they think. I don't care how many times they report something I posted on Facebook or something I liked. That doesn't define me. And all of my family and friends know it's not true. And my district knows it's not true. So it was easy for me to keep that mindset to say, I'm not here to make friends in Washington.
Right.
I'm not here to become part of the political elites and join the country club and the cocktail party, so to speak. I'm really there for a job. And we're losing our country, and we're losing it faster than ever before. And so I got attacked. I think I got a tiny taste of what President Trump has been through for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, it's real. The media is addicting people to hate. What they do, they find something about you, something you've done wrong, something you've said wrong, any little thing, and they'll chop it up and take one little piece, and then they'll create their own story and image about you, and that's what they sell to the world. What you've seen happen to me is the same thing that could happen to any regular average American that decides to run and gets elected. They're going to knock us down, because here's the deal. We aren't them, and we aren't willing to bend to what they want us to do. All of us, we're there to fight for our country, and that's what I'm there. I'm there to stand up and fight for everyday Americans, our jobs, our kids, that mm-hmm. millions of children that aren't in school right now, their lives are being destroyed. Our borders are wide open. And I mean, I know too many angel parents that have lost their children to illegal alien murders, and our great freedoms, our freedom of speech, we are being canceled faster than you can even blink. It's happening way too fast. And I mean, the list goes on, and you know it just as well as I do. But if we don't stand up, it's the Democrats. We know exactly who they are. We know what their plans are. We know their policies. We know they're socialists. We know some of them are communists. But we also have a problem with Republicans like Adam Kinzinger, like Liz Cheney, and others that hate the Trump part of the Republican Party, which, newsflash for them, that is the party.
Right.
That's right.
Congresswoman, that's what we keep saying.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't because of Liz Cheney that we became Republicans. It was because of Donald J. Trump his policies and the things that he really wanted to do for this country. We wanted an outsider. We wanted a businessman to change the whole system.
Right.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
So not all of a sudden, this other administration was selected in, and now we see our country going to,
straight to hell
in a handbasket, and you have Republicans that's not fighting, that's watching it, that's giving it away.
Yeah.
And this is what we don't understand as average Americans. Do they think we gonna remain Republicans? How are they gonna convince us when they're giving our freedoms away?
Yeah, no, you are saying the truth that they need to hear. They've got to open their ears and see it, and open their eyes and see the truth. I keep trying to tell them, they are not listening. The GOP needs to hear the message loud and clear. The base, the large, huge majority of 75 million Americans that voted for President Trump are completely devoted and loyal to President Trump and America First policies.
Yep.
Do not want the rhinocrats. We don't want the so-called Republicans that are embarrassed or think the Republican Party needs to move on and away from President Trump. They don't seem to understand that President Trump got the most votes in history for any Republican president. They don't seem to understand why. And it's because the people adore him. The people want Republicans to fight for them.
Yes.
And that is the message the party needs to hear. And that's why going into 2022, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know that Republicans will take back the House. And I keep saying this over and over. I hope we do, because we have to stop what's going on. But I really don't know that we will. It's because of the Adam Kinzinger, who started his own PAC to attack me, people like Matt Gaetz. Anyone that is strong and fighting back with America First policies and is loyal to President Trump. But that wing of the party that may actually cost us from winning the majority, and the GOP needs to get with it and get with the party.
I often says that as long as there's corruption in the system, the swamp gets to pick and choose who they want in any position. And it even goes back to this last election, 2020. When you take and you change the rules in the middle of the game to tilt the scale your way, and then you tell us to look the other way as if we never saw anything mm-hmm. or seen anything. Mm-hmm. Now, for 4 years and $40 million wasted, They push Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
Russia, 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 and only to come to find out the Democrats were the ones that was involved with all of this stuff. And here we is, we see some illegalities,
irregularities and that laws being broken.
But you want me to shut up to the thievery that I see with my own four eyes, mm-hmm. okay? So, mm-hmm. so, and just to piggyback on something you said, you mentioned how, you know, if you do something wrong, how they'll come up. You don't have to do nothing wrong. You just, if you're going against the status quo, mm-hmm. if you're the one that's fighting against all of this tyranny that's going on, and you want something right. different for your constituents, and like you say, step in line, toe the line, they want you to be part of the good old boy syndrome is what I call it. And if you're not a part of that, they want to kick you out like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, you know what? They want you to be a part of it so that you can go along with their foolishness.
Right.
And you can do what they say
they
do.
Say.
And you can't be bought and you can't be controlled.
That's
what we love.
Yeah.
I love that about you. Okay, so.
I have another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden?
Yes, I did. Yes, I filed articles of impeachment on Joe Biden because he is guilty of abuse of power. We all know it. He knows it. Everybody knows it. That man, when he was vice president of the United States, abused his position, the powerful position of the vice presidency, to help his son, Hunter Biden. He's on camera threatening a certain prosecutor, saying that he would withhold $1 billion to get this prosecutor fired because that prosecutor, the Ukrainian prosecutor, was going after Hunter Biden. And then there is a pattern of behavior there with Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family. Look at him, Joe Biden himself, James Biden, his brother, and Hunter Biden, they're like a crime syndicate. They use their position, they use their influence, they use their power to make these business deals with foreign countries, their energy companies. They've done it in Ukraine. It's currently happening in China. Hunter is still an owner in that business in China. Mm-hmm. So you think about, this is the most dangerous thing. We have a president currently in place, Joe Biden, who everyone knows is not mentally astute, who is not strong. He's basically a puppet by his entire administration. And then he has his son that is willing to abuse his father's influence just so they can make money beyond their wildest dreams. So absolutely, I did introduce articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. And this is when the media lost their mind and the Democrats decided to do anything they could to stop me and had me removed from my committees.
So what happens now since you've done that? How does it move up the ranks? What happens?
Well, right now it's sitting over with the Judiciary Committee. Nothing is happening with it. So I'm hoping that we can give it some time because I would love to see us take back the majority in 2022 and actually do something with it. But they are such hypocrites, extreme hypocrites. Look at the impeachment trial happening with President Trump. President Trump isn't even president right now. He is a private citizen. And they're running a circus in the Senate trial right now, doing anything they can do to smear his character and stop him from running for president again in 2024 because they fear him more than anyone in this entire country. They fear him more than China.
Yeah.
They fear him more than Russia.
Yeah.
They fear him more than Iran, who, by the way, is enriching uranium as we speak. But they're obsessed with hating Trump.
Wow. So let me just say this here, you know, with them, you know, hating our President Donald J. Trump, I thought that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. So why are they scared of President Trump running again? They're making it seem like that Joe Biden, quote unquote, is supposed to be the most popular president, according to the left-wing media, even those on Fox News.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, that's a great logical common sense comment there. I'm not sure why CNN doesn't want to run with that and why they just don't feel the need to stop wasting our taxpayer dollars running this Senate trial. Because like you said, if Joe Biden is the most popular president ever and got 81 million votes, then my goodness, why would they be afraid of Donald J. Trump? Well, I think we all know the clear answer there. And God, I'd love to see more about it, but we don't want to get your show canceled or yeah. talk about all that.
Okay. Let me ask you another thing. There's military up there surrounding the place. I heard fences are up there with the razor wire. Okay, Marge. Congresswoman, we are concerned about that as average Americans because we don't know what's going on and we feel like something is going on up under our nose. Can you tell us anything about that? What is that about?
Well, it's to me, it is number one, no one agrees with the attack on the Capitol on January.
No.
None of us do. We have all said it's terrible. We've all denounced it. Unlike AOC and Rashida Tlaib and the ladies that had to express their extreme outrage over the attack, they were not in the chamber when it happened. I was in there and I was terrified. It was very scary and people lost their lives that day. So it was a terrible day, but the hypocrisy is so disgusting. The American people have been through riots this entire year where their cities have burned, their businesses have burned. Innocent Americans have been attacked and killed. A retired police officer, David Dorn, lost his life. I mean, this is, it's
federal buildings.
Yeah, federal buildings attacked, statues torn down, police precincts taken over.
Yep.
Police fighting these people night after night after night without ever firing a bullet, which is unbelievable to me. But yet, here's Congress, the elites of the elites. When something bad happens to them, they erect a border wall around the entire Capitol and bring in 30,000 National Guard troops. But no one was willing to do that for the American people over this entire year. None of them were willing to do that. None of them denounced those riots, and they don't care to help them now because they're still going on in cities like Portland and Seattle and even Washington, D.C. just this past week. And so that's why I've started calling it the House of Hypocrites. And Nancy Pelosi is like the queen sitting up there with her gavel. She's the greatest hypocrite of them all. Mm. Because President Trump wanted 10,000 National Guard troops before the rally and on January 6th, but was denied. But now look at them calling in their great big military, making it like a military state and building their border wall. But you know, the American
building their border wall, but now at a stroke of a pen, removing our border wall for our protection as Americans.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense. Another question that we keep hearing is that nobody is really in the White House. It's not functional. So I'm going to ask you, is the White House functional where they have staff, where things are being done, or is our country at a standstill?
Well, I haven't been to the White House since Joe Biden has been there. I was there with President Trump this last month before he left. But they seem to be functional because he's signing over 47 executive orders. He's like a Democrat tyrant. He's a tyrannical leader. That's what we have in place.
Yeah.
And the House of Hypocrites is the same thing. Do you know, this is why it doesn't hurt me at all being kicked off of my committees. Is nothing is happening with Republicans on committees. They don't talk to Republicans. They don't care what Republicans are saying. They don't care about our policies. They don't care about amendments. They don't care anything about Republicans, Republican districts, or Republican voters. They only care about ramming through their socialist agenda, which is destroying this entire country faster than I think people realize.
Right.
Yeah.
The White House functional? Yeah, it is. And it's scary.
But what about our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence?
Right.
Whenever our Constitution is broken and violated, who do we hold accountable?
And who protects the people?
The people, if our own government is fighting against the will of the people.
Well, that's where it's at right now. And I want to tell you that very line of thinking is why I ran for Congress, is I got to the point where I realized no matter what I say, no matter how many congressmen or women's doors I knock on or senators' doors I knock on and I say, I'm a business owner, I'm a taxpayer, please don't vote for this or please do this. No matter how many times I do that, it never mattered. And the deep state or the swamp or those in control, they have their own plans and the people's voice doesn't matter at all. And that's why I decided to run for Congress, is I said, well, you know what? Nothing's going to change until regular people like me get in there. And then that's the only way we can make a difference. And you can see it took them 35 days to attack me. 35 days. Wow. I've been a member of Congress and got removed from my committees. But I tell you what we can do. The American people, and I don't condone violence, so please don't think mm-hmm. I'm saying that. I don't want any violence, mm-hmm. and I'll state it why. My kids are 23, 21, and 17. The last thing I ever want to see in America is a civil war. I never want to see that, because I fully believe it would be my children involved in it, and I would never want them to have to do that. I don't want any of us to have to do that. Left, right, I don't care. But here's what the American people need to remember. We have all the, you have all the control, okay? The American people pay the taxes. Nothing can happen without all that money. All of these kids that are being forced to stay home from school, guess what? Their tax dollars pay that school. Their tax dollars pay those teachers' salaries and everyone involved's salaries. When the American people are truly fed up and want to organize and say, okay, we've had enough of this, the American people can change it. They can make a difference. And not ever, ever by lifting a weapon or fighting or doing any kind of violence, but by showing up and saying, we pay the paycheck.
Yes.
Now, not enough. Stop this immediately. And yeah. and I hope I see, I'd love to see kids and their parents going to school every day and showing up in the parking lot and say, we refuse to leave until you open the school. I would love to see, you know, all kinds of businesses just reopening and saying enough of your shutdowns. You're killing our way of making a living, and you're killing our freedoms. We're not going to tolerate you anymore. It's those kind of things that I think we're coming to a point. And again, I say not with violence, but again, just saying, no, we the people.
And Congresswoman, and when we say we the people, it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats, it's us coming Americans. Together as Americans, because what's going to happen, it's going to impact and affect all of us.
Yeah.
When they start taking away our freedoms, which you're doing, they're doing this here thing with freedom of speech where you can't say what you want to. If not, you're taken down. Listen, those are freedoms.
That's right.
Can happen to Republicans. It can happen to Democrats. So instead of picking a side, it's time for us all to get on the same side.
This
is about we the people. We the people.
Right.
And I was telling Silk, I said, you know, I'm so tired of this bickering that's going on. Why do we have a two-party system?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get rid of the two-party system
and
just put people in places that's going to work for the American people.
Because instead of fighting for us, they're fighting each other.
Right. And it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So moving forward, I know that we all have to come together. You know, we the people have issues when it comes to voter irregularities.
Yeah.
So my last question is, how do we clean that up? It has to be cleaned up. Maybe this is what they've done in the past and we've just never noticed it until this election, but we can't hide from it. How do we get this cleaned up? Where do we need to start with this?
That is the number one question that I'm being asked. I had 3 town halls the week before last in my district. That was the number one question. It was asked over and over, because in Georgia, we not only lost President Trump's race, we also lost our 2 Republican Senate seats. And it's because our state leaders, they ran the exact same election on the runoff Senate race on January 5th as they ran on November 3rd.
It was
exact same race. Absentee ballots, as many as could be out there. Everything was exactly the same. Nothing changed. And guess what? We lost President Trump on November 3rd. And then we lost our 2 Republican senators. Part of why we lost our 2 Republican Senate seats is because people were angry. And they said they had rallied, they had begged, they had shown up, they had asked over, do something. Let us audit these machines. Don't send out any more of these absentee ballots. We've got to make sure our integrity of our election is safe. They did nothing. They changed nothing. And so 300,000 voters stayed home. 300,000 Republican voters said, we aren't voting. If that is not the biggest sign for Republican leaders or anybody to understand, we have a problem, people, then I don't know how they're ever going to get it. That is the biggest wake-up call to me, that they should see. I'll go back to being a taxpayer again. So I'm a business owner, and part of being a business owner, the number one thing that my dad always taught us as we were growing up is the customer is king. The customer is king. Yeah. And you can't run a good business and get repeat business and if you aren't treating your customers like king. Well, the taxpayers and the citizens of this country are king. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody's identity. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody's politics. Doesn't have anything to do with their gender pronouns or their or what kind of life they want to live, how they dress, nothing. Right. All that stuff matters. It's the fact that we're the citizens and the taxpayers. Well, the taxpayers pay for the voting machines. If the taxpayers want them audited and checked out, then yes, the taxpayers should have that happen. The taxpayers also pay for every single person that works in the election offices in every single angle. If the taxpayers want these people to do their job better, then the taxpayers deserve that. So again,
where do the taxpayers go to?
Right. Do we need to start?
Whenever the Supreme Court won't even listen to the taxpayers.
Do we need to start petitions and get some of these people out of office? I mean, because this is ridiculous. And the sad thing is you have Republicans not following the law, breaking constitutional law.
Yeah.
No, you see, it's infuriating to me to hear about lawsuits being filed. Those lawsuits shouldn't be filed. If there's nothing to hide and the taxpayers want to see the machines audited, then just do it. It's very simple. No need to go to court. No need to sue anybody. No need to upset anyone. Hey, here's the great news. If they audited all those machines, then guess what? If it comes out that Joe Biden got really 81 million votes, the Democrats could be having parties out in the street and could say, ha, 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 we told you we won. And then Republicans would be like, okay, we can accept this and move on. You know, it would be, the truth would be out there. And but leaving these questions is doesn't make any sense. It's not good customer service. But I believe in accountability. And accountability is what we need in government. And the people of this country, there are 360 million Americans. And if the people in this country stop saying, I'm too busy because I got to work. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I'm not that kind of person. They got to stop being complacent. They have got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And again, not in a violent way, but get involved. Get involved. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be ugly. You just have to show up and show up over and over and over again, because the people of this country can get what they want and demand accountability and demand good customer service when they do it, when they decide to do it. I know it can happen.
But who do we demand it from? Who do we write the letters to? Who do we make the phone calls to? Who?
Everyone that's elected. Everyone that is elected, you tell all of them, every single one of them, and you say it over and over, and you never give up, and you never get down, and you just hold on to that hope and the faith, and you just keep on going, and you just never stop, and you build it, and you build it, and you add more people. Look at what's happening in California with Gavin Newsom. Mm, yeah. They have, how many signatures do they have?
Yeah,
they have.
I know it's over a million.
Yes. No, I think it's 1.5 million, but they want to get 300,000 more just to have a cushion to make sure. Look at that. That is something that should give hope to people. Republicans in California know how they have to fight back, because look at California. Yeah. And Joe Biden and his administration wants to turn all of America into California. They said California is their model for our country. So we should be, you know what? We should be calling up those Republicans that have that petition going around saying, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And take their lead and run with it in your county, in your city, in your state, everywhere you are, and just get to work. And that's how you make change.
Okay, let me just ask you this one question, this last question, hopefully. Okay, I hear exactly what you are saying. But what type of rules will govern we, the American people, to be able to even implement some type of petition to do a recall or to do some type of anything that's legal, of course, to get these people that's in government that we can clearly see that's working against us out.
Right.
How do we, what can we as the American people do? Because our livelihoods are being affected. People, way of living is being affected. Look at our children. They're not able to go back to school without somebody bickering. Their way of learning is being affected. Mm-hmm. So what can we do, or what type of petition that's legal that we can implement to go ahead and get this party started?
Well, you two have an incredible platform, and I hate even telling you to do more work, because you're two people that have worked your tails off. I've seen you do it, and it is amazing, and I want more people to do it. You have used your voice. You have built a platform. You've fought censorship. You know, I know you probably have a great email list. These are the tools that people need to use, and then they need to join together. And people need to stop worrying about who's popular and who's got more followers and all that stuff. Everybody just needs to come together and get these petitions and get these movements started. That's how you get it going. And then you follow the guidelines. We will not be violent. We are not the violent radical left.
Right.
Never, we're doing that. We're going to stay the course. When I ran for Congress, I ran against eight men with incredible resumes, men I respect. And it was hard. But I won because I worked my tail off, and I got out there and I got in front of every person that I could get in front of. We have to be relentless. We have to just keep on going. And so the steps to follow is, okay, everyone, number one, we've had enough. So number two, let's get to work. Here, guess what's coming up very soon. It'll be here before we know it. 2022 elections are coming around again. This is the time to start getting very serious about telling who is in office, this is what I'm expecting of you, this is what I want from you, and if you are not following through on these things, I'm going to find someone else to support. And that means you say it with your voice, you say it with your campaign donations, you say it to their face in the email, on the phone calls, and standing outside their offices, and let them know, this is what we expect. We're done. You know, we're done. The line has been drawn. We aren't doing this weak Republican party anymore. We're a country. We're almost $30 trillion in debt. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
It's insane.
This is crazy.
Well, I can tell you this, Congresswoman, that you're giving me a little bit of hope, because I was despair. I was like, I don't know about the Republican Party no more. But I like the way you're saying how we need to organize this and really hold our governmental officials, especially our local governmental officials, accountable. And if you can't do what we the people want, because we pay your salary, then you're gonna have to step down.
Yeah, you're fired.
We're gonna have to petition you up out of here.
Yeah.
So thank you for that tidbit of information. Mm-hmm. And listen, thank you so much for being with us, for sharing your ideas with us as we move forward. And you're right, 2022 is going to be around the corner, and we can't still be sitting here bickering about 2020, even though we know some things going to have to come to a head.
Yes.
And what I'm just telling people to do is to pray that the truth will come to light and everything will be revealed.
That's right.
But we still got to get prepared.
Always remember, we pray these prayers. We pray for truth to come out. We pray for the scales to fall off the eyes of those that are blinded to the truth. But while we're praying those things, we put one foot in front of the other, and we put our hands and feet into action and into what we know that our Savior and our God wants us to do, because we can't just stay on our knees saying prayers. We also have to work, and we have to work hard. And I just encourage everyone to do that and never lose hope. It's nothing's over. It just looks bad on the TV, I can tell you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, you all. Thank you so much for being with us. We love you so much, and keep fighting for us. We really appreciate that.
Appreciate
we do.
It. God bless.
Thank you. You ladies keep fighting too. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy I got to talk to you today.
Thank you. Silk, that was a great conversation.
Amazing.
I hope you all enjoyed it. Uh-huh. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Yeah.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at DiamondandSilkBookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast,
feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of all of those other social media platforms, then join Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, ChatDit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star would do.
We was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.